JB, we've talked about enrollment at the university before and the fact that enrollment is at its highest level since 1996. And you also hit a new mark this year in the number of international students.
Well, that's right, Adrian. One of the increases that we've seen this year that's significant is in the international students studying on the four campuses. We have more than 2,700 international students from about 130 countries around the world studying at the four campuses. And this is not only a great source of revenue for the university and the state, but it's a great source of education for our students to be exposed to students from other countries and other cultures as part of their education.
And you're still working on Antarctica, I take it?
Well, we're on six continents now, and we hope at some point maybe we'll get to another. But
JB, what's the process in recruiting international students?
Well, there are a lot of them. First of all, each of our institutions has agreements with institutions around the world where we exchange students. Also, word of mouth is helpful. If people have had a good experience on one of our campuses, others in those countries want to study here. I personally made a trip about a year ago with the Secretary of Education and the presidents of several other universities to South America, to Brazil and Chile, to recruit students really for all of U.S. higher education was our mission then. But we're seeing people from those countries, new students coming to the university because they became aware of the University of Nebraska. So there are a variety of ways that we do this, but each campus is working on plans to increase the number of international students for just the reasons we've talked about.
And I would guess that international students contribute quite a bit as far as the state's economy goes?
Well, they do. Numbers that are not ours but are given to us are that the international students on our four campuses alone contribute about $55 million to the economy in Nebraska. But that's only part of the contribution, as I discussed. The major part of it is the educational benefit to our students.
JB, where do most of the international students come from?
Well, as I mentioned, they come from 130 countries, but the largest concentrations by a significant amount are from China, Japan, India, the Middle East, and Korea. We have about 500 students from China alone. And at UNK, there are about 250 Japanese students, mostly undergraduates, studying on that campus. So you can see on a campus of about 6,000, that's a significant portion of the student body who are Japanese. And students at UNK from the central part of Nebraska and all over the state have an incredible opportunity to learn more about that country through interactions with these students in their day-to-day lives.
Absolutely. Those are incredible numbers, JB. Do they come to Nebraska for any specific program?
Well, there were a group from Brazil, for instance, that came as part of an engineering exchange program that the dean had had initiated. It's a great program. We had about 18 coming as undergraduates for a very brief stay, about 6 weeks. I think over a dozen of them came back as graduate students in engineering, a lot of civil engineering and mechanical engineering. We have a number of entomology students, but there are a number of fields, often science fields, but fields across the four campuses.
And it's not just a one-way street, JB, as I understand it. The University of Nebraska students have a chance to go study abroad. Why do you think that's important to Nebraska?
Well, it isn't a one-way street now. We don't send as many of our students abroad as come here. We have about 2,700 come here in a year, and we send about 1,200 abroad. I think we need to do everything we can to grow that number. I think in the 21st century, for our students to be able to participate in the global economy, we need to offer them every opportunity to be exposed to cultures and countries around the world. You know, we don't exist in one of the population centers or the international centers in this country, but we do have the opportunity to provide our students with the same kind of education. And so it's a goal of mine, and I know the chancellors share this, of providing more and more opportunity for our undergraduate students to get an opportunity to study abroad and not have that be a factor of whether or not they can afford it. Shouldn't be a luxury, should be a part of their education. It's a little like the internships of a decade or so ago. This is going to be a difference maker, I think, in their career to have this additional experience and the sophistication and the wisdom that comes with that. So that's going to be something you'll see us working on, Adrian.
And JB, in today's world, I mean, global experience is certainly significant as we look at what's going on right now in our world.
Absolutely, and I think this is going to be an important part of a University of Nebraska education. Already is for many fortunate students, but ought to be for a broader number. This is part of our education, and I think it's going to help us be competitive with universities anywhere.
JB, as always, thanks for stopping by. Always great to visit. Catch you next time.
Thank you, Adrian.